me over, then I can lay all of these gone by.
Sometime I'm down, but long as I know I got a seat in the kingdom, it's all right. Thank you, Jesus. To Reverend Nevitt and to our deacons and all of God's children, let us bow our heads just for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Bless every soul you have sent this way. And don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed and the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And you know, and I'm relying and depending upon the anointing. Amen. We thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He is a great God, and he worthy to be praised. We're going to call your attention for a few moments. We're going to cut this message a little bit, and we'll be back. Genesis, the second chapter of Genesis, the 20th verse through the 24th verse. Genesis 2, beginning at the 20th verse. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God hath taken from man made he a woman,
yes, sir,
and brought her unto the man.
Yes.
And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman,
yes,
because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. We're dealing with marriage. We're dealing with marriage. Our general theme will be in these messages, how can the family survive? That's number one. Lesson number one for take's sake. How can the family survive? Or if you leave off the first word and say, can the family survive in these last and evil days? How can? Many of us looking for answers. Many of us seeking answers. How can we survive? But first of all, we're not dealing with unsaved. We're dealing with Christians. The lesson for marriage is for Christians. And Jesus gave us a road map to go by. But we like to ask, what have happened to the Christian family? What have happened to the Christian family? What have happened to the husband? What have happened to the wife? What have happened to the father in the home? What have happened to the mother in the home? What have happened to our children in the home?
Yeah.
Have God messed up some? No, God have messed up nothing. We have messed up. And we can't put it on the Lord. But you will bear me out if I will say that the family now is messed up. It's messed up. We having problem on every hand. Every time you look around, there's a family problem.
That's right.
A family conflict.
Husma, Brother Clayton.
You're right.
Fighting.
Well, all right.
Wife fighting.
All right. All right.
Children fighting.
Yeah.
And the dog gone mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just having fun.
Yeah.
You all right.
In the home.
Right.
We having fun.
Yeah.
Something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. We was yesterday looking at a couple who has stayed together 50 years and still kissing one another. Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
Amen.
And we can't stay together 2 weeks. And here they staying together 50 long years.
Yeah.
And still kissing.
Still kissing. God Almighty.
Yes.
And some of us that been together for 40 years don't even put our arm around our wife.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Zambas. But what wrong? What wrong with the Christian family? Something have happened to the Christian family.
That's right.
Husband, preachers, pastors can't even stay together with their wives.
That's right. That's right.
If the pastor and the preacher can't stay together and the deacon getting divorced, what you think about the other folks?
Yeah.
Something wrong somewhere.
Yeah, preacher.
Don't put on the law. Please don't hear. God have messed up nowhere.
That's right.
But something wrong.
Something wrong.
Somewhere. Somebody done messed up. One reason we have replaced the law. We have took God out the house and put something else in there.
Yeah.
And whenever you take God out the house, your house got problems.
That's right.
Whenever you replace Jesus Christ for something else, your marriage is in danger.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And that's what's going to happen. We don't replace. We listen to everybody but the Lord.
That's right.
That's right. We listen to everybody but the Lord. We listen to what ungodly folks say. We listen to people that got a little degree and don't know nothing about God's word.
Yeah.
Trying to tell you how to stay together and God already done fixed it right there.
That's right.
We get our marriage, try to match it up with how the world turns.
Yeah.
The edge of night. Jim Hospital.
Yeah.
The dark shadows.
Yeah.
The hoodoos.
Yeah. That's right.
Everything.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't put everything and put God out the house. No wonder it's divorce everywhere.
Yeah.
No wonder folks having problems in the home. You done took the wrong man out the house. Then trust I have what the matter.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the matter. We don't replace Jesus.
That's right.
You see, anytime you put Jesus out your house can't be sanctified.
That's right.
If you let Jesus take his place in the house, he sanctifies the house.
That's right.
But when you move him out the way, you gotta defile the house.
That's right.
You defile. And some folks think they can make it without Jesus.
Amen.
Young folks, I stopped to let you know you can't make it without Jesus.
Amen.
I don't care how hard you try, if Jesus is not your marriage, it's going to flop somewhere down the road. It can't go nowhere.
Amen.
He got to be in it.
Right.
And this is what's going to happen in these 20s. We don't replace them by listening to ungodly folks. Listen at this. We watch television so much.
Yes, sir.
Watch what that lady come on? Oprah Winfrey, whatever name you Donahue,
yeah.
Had all these ungodly folks sitting there,
yeah.
Look like some of the devil, and,
yeah.
And gonna tell you how to stay together. And half of them been together been married 5 times. And gonna tell you how to stay together.
Yeah.
She can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
How can she tell me anything when she's been divorced for 5 times?
Yeah.
And we get to listen to all that job and hear Jesus already done told you what to do.
Yeah.
But no, we don't want Jesus' way. And let me get this straight here too, because we look at what his name? Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Right. We say that's the idea of family.
Yeah.
No, it's not the idea of family.
That's right.
Number one, you're watching folks acting.
That's
number one. They are acting. They're getting paid for acting.
Right.
And number two, they ain't got Jesus center of the house.
That's right.
And that's how folks get fooled right here. If you move Christ out the house, you ain't got no house.
That's right.
You're not our idea of house. Our idea of home is one when Christ is simple.
Amen.
And we watch all this jive and let folks fool us. And here we gonna watch how this lady do, this mother do in on television, and we don't turn that quick. When her husband come in, boom, she don't change that quick.
Yeah.
I believe that'll work. No, it ain't gonna work, sister.
Work.
Then a man get to watching jive, and they kill all that jive on the job. You know where folk men love to talk about jive.
Yeah.
And we sit around the bathhouse listening to all that junk. And here you coming back home, I'm the man of the house. You let them folk run you out your house. That's what you do. We better listen to what God got to say. And stop listening to everybody else. We love to listen to everything else. But God is not there. One thing, we marry for many reasons.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, y'all?
Yeah.
Ain't that right, young man? Many folks marry for many, many, many reasons.
That's right.
What you got married for?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh? You married? What you got married for? Everybody in here married, stand up. Everybody in here married, stand up.
Amen.
Boy, Lord, I'm going to put a few married folks in it. All right, you may be seated. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. But what you got married for?
Yeah, good question, Robert.
Huh?
All right.
Let's see what folk get married for.
Right.
Let's check out and see what folk get married for. Now, these are some of the things why folks get married. Number one, I am in love.
Yeah.
Don't know what love is. Love before sight. Don't even know what love is. I am in love. This is who I want to live with. I want a family of my own to avoid fornication. I want my own house. She have money and security.
Yeah.
I better stay there a minute too.
Yeah.
And that's what the majority get married for now. Ain't no love nowhere. They just married because that woman got a good job.
Yeah.
Where that lazy scoundrel to stay at home and run the street.
Yeah.
Hey, you hear him sweating every day, every night, and that joint lays down sitting at home watching television.
Yeah.
It won't even cook you down when he get home.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, I don't mean no harm, man. I'm just telling the truth. You know what? You know, women, I remember watching television, we said how scared men are. One lady says 20-1, black men. One said 1 to every 2, all like that, but they went for enough, says 20-1. And women grabbing any. They picking up anything they see. All you want to know, you got a pair of pants on.
Yeah.
And everything got on pants, ain't no man anyway. No, no,
that's right.
They grabbing everything they get a hold to. Ain't got no job, playboy, fly boy. I just want me a man.
Yeah.
Oh, you get you a pair of bitches. That's all you get. Security.
Yeah. Right.
And some folks say, I just want to be a part of that family. Y'all ever saw folks get married like that?
Yeah.
Mama-law got money.
Yeah.
Daddy-law got money.
Yeah.
They high in society.
Yeah.
I just want to be a part of that family.
Yeah.
You better know what you get married for.
Right.
And some say this. They said, Ruth didn't want me. I will show her I will marry Mary. I know I'm telling the truth. Some said, I better get her before somebody else get her. And some said, I'm marrying because she's beautiful. Huh? The devil is beautiful. That's when he got lifted up in pride. He was pretty.
Yeah.
He looked at God. He said, well, I'm prettier than God.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. There's a lot of good-looking women look like honeycomb dropping off.
Yeah.
But they full of the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to get the pretty thing on the block? Get up. You wish you hadn't got rid of. There was a lady named Mary. And John went to Crazy House. Just because Mary didn't marry. Mary turned John down. Jimmy was in the Crazy House because he married her. You better know what you're doing when you get married. This man ain't nothing to play with. I'm marrying her because she's pretty. There's a lot of pretty devils. I mean that, buddy. There's a lot of pretty devils. Samson had a hold to one. Samson had a hold to one. And they know how to get to you, too. If you ain't got the Lord or no wisdom. They have you eating out their hands.
That's right.
Hello.
Amen.
Some folks marry for sex. Some marry because God said it's not good for man to be alone. So, but the whole story is what you married for. Reverend Walker, what you got married for? I'm be frank, I don't know. What I knew about some marriage? Nothing. But me and my wife, what I knew about some marriage? Nothing. Nothing. Just like getting an airplane, trying to fly. Nothing. But by God's grace, by His grace, one thing I didn't marry a devil. Thank God I didn't marry a devil.
Amen.
Thank God. When I had a man of death, I'd probably be preaching now.
Yeah. All right.
Thank God I didn't marry Adele, but really I didn't know what I was getting married for. I'm going to be honest. I know she may not like it, but... You know, my mama and daddy were dead, and I just sang a quartet, and I said, I'm going to get married, go for my, get me a wife, clean up the house. You know, when they rehearse at my house, the house looked nasty, you know. They want the house looking clean, ain't that right? Get me a wife to clean up. Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what I was doing. But thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all missing my point. Thank God for Jesus.
First of all, the law said in 127 numbers of the song in that first verse, he said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. If you ain't letting Jesus be the solid rock, all our labor is in vain. And we ought to let Christ, keep this in your mind, we ought to let Christ have his place in the home. We got to let him have his place in the home. And if ever you replace Jesus, you got problem in the house. Number one or two, are you talking to your wife? Are you talking to your wife? Are you talking to your husband? Where there is no communication, one with another, your marriage is in danger. If you are not talking to your mate, I guarantee you, you're talking to somebody else. Brother Matthew, if you ain't talking to Sister Matthew, somebody else is talking. If y'all can't communicate together, somebody else in between. This is what happened to Adam and Eve. Eve was talking to somebody else rather than her husband. If no communication, here we coming together, we ain't seen one another since the morning. And sitting down, they ain't saying nothing to nobody.
All right.
I'm glad nobody here ain't like that. But I'm telling you, it's wrong if it's like that. Coming in and ain't saying nothing. He's getting out of work, both of you getting out of work, and coming in the house, putting your coat up, put the car up, and come sit down and read the paper. Ain't nobody saying good morning, good evening yet.
All right.
Ain't nobody saying, how you doing, honey? Ain't nobody saying, how you doing, baby?
You're right.
You had a good day, darling? Ain't nobody saying nothing yet.
You're right, Rob.
Ain't nobody saying nothing. It's time to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody saying nothing yet. You get up in the morning, I'll see you. Ain't nobody, that's all they said. No communication. If you ain't talking to your mate, somebody else talking to you. And that's going to bring confusion in that house. No communication. Ain't talking to your husband. These children here, I'll tell y'all something, but these children here, but we need to talk to one another. Ain't that right, y'all? It done got so bad now, marriage so bad now, until young folks don't even want to get married now. They dodging marriage.
Yeah.
But let me get this straight now. I'd rather have my ups in my down than to shack up.
Yeah.
I'd rather be misused and abused than to shack up.
Yeah.
Young folks.
Amen.
Cause when you shack up, you are living in sin.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's the Bible.
I want to try it out. Try what out?
All
right. Let's see if we're going to make it. That's the devil talking to you. That's not the Lord. That's the devil. Try what out? Marriage. You got to talk to your wife. You got to talk to your husband. When we go back and look at the first home that God put together, which was Adam and Eve, we said, not nobody, we said, Adam should have been with his wife when she met Satan. Then we go and say again, Eve should have been with the husband. Now, who in the fault? Because we always said, don't we, y'all?
Yeah.
Who is the fault? Adam ought to have been with his wife. That's what women get up and say.
Yeah.
And then men get up and holler, well, she ought to be with her husband. Right. So who in the fault?
All right.
We want to fault one another. Who in the fault?
Uh-huh.
Who in the fault? Let us really see what happened to this first marriage. Number one, we got to understand that the marriage, when God put it together, it wasn't no sin.
That's right.
It wasn't no sin.
Right.
He put a holy marriage together.
Right.
Because marriage is holy because it's given by God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Bibles.
All right.
Go to Genesis 3 and 9.
Right there.
Genesis 3 and 9. Let's see what the Bible says. We're going to shut our mouth and just let the Bible talk. All right. Genesis 3 and 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou was naked? Thou hast eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. And the man said, y'all know what?
Yeah.
The woman whom thou gavest me, gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent begot me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cows, and above every beast of the field, but upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put envy between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Upon the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring those children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. The 17th verse said, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of the wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field, and in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread until thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, from dust thou art, and unto the dust shall thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Now, y'all saw that, didn't you?
Amen.
But y'all didn't get nothing out of it. But I read it. Now, we're going to go back and check some out. We're going to find out who was the fault. Who was the fault? Now, can't you see, if you looked at it a little bit, can't you see both of us?
Yes, sir.
What's the fault?
Yes,
sir. I can't blame Eve, and you can't blame Adam.
All right.
What? We blame what? Both. It was both of us that done this thing. Now, if you notice him real good, Satan tempted Eve to disobey God.
That's right.
And Eve tempted Adam to disobey God. Y'all agree with me that far?
That's right.
Women, y'all agree with me that far? Satan tempted Eve.
That's right.
Eve tempted her husband. Do y'all agree with me?
Amen.
So the both of them wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them disobeyed the law. All right. They did not get a divorce, if you notice. They didn't get no divorce. They didn't get mad with one another and got a divorce. But look what happened and what caused the whole human race to fall. Number one, it brought on sorrow. It brought on pain. It brought on misery. It brought on hate. It brought on death. And also hard work and divorce. It started in the garden. Eve is the mother of all generations. And Adam is the father. So we don't picked up what our father left off.
That's right.
So both of us is the problem. Now let us go back and check out Adam. Now we ain't going to look at the conversation between Eve and not between the devil, not between Eve and Adam. But let us look at and see what God said. That's the best thing. Let us look at and see what God said to each one of them. All right. Now you get your Bible. Genesis 3 and 16. Unto the woman. He said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. And talking about conception, talking about grieve and groaning. All right. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. In other words, you're going to depend upon your husband. In the future, he's trying to tell us, see that you see your husband first before you talk to anybody else.
Right.
Rule means talking about submitting yourself to.
That's
now,
right.
She will cuss first. Y'all see that, don't you?
Yeah. Right.
Now, y'all got to agree with me.
That's
because
right.
It said it. Because
yeah.
She the one sin first.
That's right.
So, of course, she was cussed, what?
That's right.
All right. I know women are going to get quiet on me, but...
All
right, now y'all see what happened. Now let's go get your Bible and just see. Go to Timothy. Let's go to Timothy and 2. Let's see what the Bible, let the Bible speak for itself. Timothy 2. First Timothy 2, 11. First Timothy 2 and 11. And we're going to stop right here because I want to talk to y'all a few minutes. Now I'll come back next Sunday. We're going to stay on this for about 4 Sundays. We're going to get individual, and then we're going to come back and get the children last. Now, look here now. 1 Timothy 2, beginning at the 11th verse.
Right.
Let the woman learn in silence with all suggestion. Didn't it say that? That suggestion means to be under, obedient. Now, that's what that means. Silent means stop and hush and listen. Don't mean no harm now. Go look it up now. I'm trying to help you, okay? You know, stop, hush, and listen sometimes. Women talk faster than men and quicker than men, you know. Thank God for them now, but we're just trying to get this thing straightened out. And then the 12th verse said, but I suffer not a woman to what? And what else? That's all it's saying. Authority. You're talking about ushering your authority. That's all it's saying. Over the man. But what? Be silent. Why? For Adam was first formed, then who?
Eve.
And then it goes on to say, and Adam was not deceived, but who?
Woman.
Being deceived was in transgression. Now y'all see that now, don't you? Now who? Now Adam disobeyed.
That's right.
God and obeyed who? His wife. But the woman was who? Deceived.
That's right.
Adam wasn't deceived. Wasn't fooled by Satan. But the woman got to a who?
Yeah,
Adam.
That's right.
And that's what happened now.
Amen.
We're going to talk about both of them now, but I'm trying to get it straightened out here.
Amen.
See, that means she don't want to usher her authority over man. And we don't get that straightened out, men, because y'all think y'all the boss, and we think we the boss, but we're going to straighten all that out, but we're going to stop right here. I hate to stop, but we're going to talk to y'all a few minutes. But next Sunday, we're going to start just where we stopped off at. And we're going to find out who and what God's saying here. Who right? What the fault is? How can the family survive in these last and evil days? We're going to stop right there. You're going to stop right there. Now, see, stop what folks said. See what the Bible said.
That's right. You're right.
Stop listening at what folks saying and see what God is saying. The woman. I know sometimes they don't want to agree with me, but they more easy to be deceived,
amen,
Sister Foster,
amen,
than me, right, by the devil. I'm feeling now. See, she more easy. Yeah. That means you got a lot of women want to take over the church. Sister Hine, there'll be a lot of want to take over. They'll take over. Bless the Lord, I love them, Lord have mercy. But they will take over. All right. Bless your heart. I want you to play. What my musician? Where you at? Where are you going? Okay. Come on, musician, wherever you at. Now, we still here. We got to teach on marriage. The other pastor does, he's supposed to teach. I'm going to see if he's a teacher now.
Amen.
But Jesus is the Savior.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Savior.
Amen.
Somebody here needs Jesus,
right,
for your sake.
Amen.
Somebody here needs Jesus for your sake. I want you, everybody, music, to play some songs. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes for me, please. Somebody talking to you now and telling you that Jesus loves you. He wants to save you now. He wants to save you. If you hear my voice, I want you to harden not your heart and give your life to Jesus to be your Savior. He loves you. We love you. But the only way you can be saved, you've got to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
Everybody head down, everybody eyes closed, please. Is anyone in here that don't know Jesus? That don't know Jesus for your personal Savior? Would you just slip your hands up a minute? That don't know Jesus for your Savior. That don't know Jesus for your Savior. Would you slip your hands up? That need Jesus for your Savior. Would you hold your hand up? Will that be? You may take your hands down. Everybody can hold their head back up. The one that hold your hand up. I don't want you to be ashamed to give your life to Christ. And I know Jesus talking to you. I know he's talking to you. He's telling you to get up and give your life to Christ to be your Savior. It's your choice. You got to make yourself. Mama can't make it for you. Daddy can't make it for you. And another boy is talking to you, telling you, wait till next Sunday. Wait till Sunday after next. That's the devil talking to you. He just wants one day at a time. That's all he wants. Because he knows if you die without Christ, he knows where you're going. And that's all he wants. He wants everybody to go with him because he knows where he's going. So that's another boy, choir, telling you to give your life to Christ.
Amen.
Now you that hold your hand up, I'm asking you to come down to the front. The one that hold your hand up, I want you to come down to the front and give your life to Christ to be your Savior. The one that hold your hands up. Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another? You know who you are. 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 You need Jesus for your Savior. You need him for your Savior. You can't make it without him. You can't make him without him. You got to have Christ to go through this life. Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another? He waiting on you. You tell me, Reverend Walker, he waiting on me? You. Jesus waiting on you. I guarantee you, he talking to you right now. He said, get up and give your life to Jesus Christ for your Savior. Will there be another? Still waiting. He's still waiting. Will there be another? He's still waiting. May God bless you. I want to let you know he loved you. He loved you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Reese, the secretary.
Harry Thomas, coming on Christian Experience.
Brother Thomas, would you stand, please? How you doing? Bless your heart. I want to ask you a question. You know you're saved?
No, I don't.
You don't know you're saved? Well, won't you be sure today? I want to ask you a question. You can be sure today. By confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. If you ain't sure, why won't you make that confession today? I want to ask you a question. Do you deep believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, I do.
Why won't you confess it with your mouth? Say, I believe.
I believe
that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I believe.
I believe
he died for my sins.
That he died for my sins.
But he didn't stay dead.
But he didn't stay dead.
He got up.
He got up
with all power.
With all power
in his hand.
In his hand.
I'm giving my life.
I'm giving my life
to Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
To be my personal Savior.
To be my personal Savior.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord,
for saving my life.
For saving my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God bless you. Would you be baptized?
Yes, I will.
Bless your heart. Well, we'll baptize you today, huh? Let's sit for time. All right? Bless your heart. May God bless you. How would you follow this young lady then? Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Brother Tim, I want you to talk to this young man for me. We understand one another, don't we? Don't we?
I'm baptized and give my life. I'm calling me a baptized. My name is Steve. I'm what next? My whole car loves me. I'm calling a baptized. Give me that. Thank God. Amen.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. That's all. You said he'll be all right, man. That's all right. We thank our visitors for coming with us today, and we thank God for you. Now, we're going to just talk a few moments, and we're going to ask you, you can be excused now, our visitors. We hope you come back, but it's kind of like a family affair. We thank you, here. Bless your heart. We thank y'all for coming. How you doing that? Bless your heart. Thank God. Bless your heart. We just want to say a few words. May God bless y'all here. Bless y'all. May God bless you. Bless your heart. Glad to see you again. We just going to be but a few moments. We want to say a few words. We thank God for y'all. We thank God for you. May God bless your brother. Yeah, I know. Yeah, look at him about you, man. Yeah, bless your heart. Bless your heart. May God bless you here. Come back and see us, man. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord is a good God, and his mercy endures forever. We thank God for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, who keep and guide us, who lead us and protect us, to preserve us until Jesus come back at the church.